Today we're doing Shlishi in the portion of Eschanon. So the beginning of Shlishi talks about that Moshe Rabbeinu separated three cities on the other side of the Jordan to serve as the Arei Miklot. Those are the cities of refuge. Cities of refuge were used if somebody accidentally killed someone. So the first immediate thing they would do is they would go to those city, and that city would provide refuge in the sense that the redeemer of the blood, the relative of the one that was killed, was not permitted to take revenge as long as he's in that city. If it wasn't the city and the relative took revenge, then he would not be put to trial for that, because that would be something expected. But if he's in the city of refuge, you can't touch him. That's why it's called the refuge. So Moshe Rabbeinu separated the cities of refuge. When we learn about the laws of refuge, it actually talks about six cities. Three of the cities were on this side of the Jordan, on the east side of the Jordan, which was where the Jews were at this point before they entered into the land of Canaan. And the other three were on the other side of the Jordan River, within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. There is Canaan on the other side of the Jordan River. Now, in order for these Arei Miklot, the cities of refuge, to function, you had to have all six of them. So meaning that three alone would not actually serve a purpose. So if something happened, let's say during the time period till they landed in Eretz Yisrael, these cities would be of no value, because the other three weren't designated yet. Only after the other three were designated, then these started to function. So the question really is, what is the verse telling us here? What's the purpose of putting these three cities and designating them as cities of refuge when they actually serve no purpose? But actually, you see in the verse itself, the verse says, Oz Yavdil. Oz means at that point, Yavdil Moshe. What is the meaning of Oz? Then he's separated. Why Oz? Why then? So Rashi sort of says that Oz means then, because at that point, he sort of was fearful, and he decided, you know, let me go ahead and do it, as Rashi brings out, that although they would not absorb and they would not function as cities of refuge until those in the land of Canaan, so Moshe says, if I have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, let me go ahead and do it. Rabbi explains also further here that Oz, meaning at the point when Moshe Rabbeinu found out, we learn in the beginning of the parasha that he was begging God to go into Eretz Yisrael. And God told him, Rav Loch, Al Toysef David Elai, don't talk to me anymore about this matter. You're not going in. That's sort of a decree. It's nothing going to help you. So, as Moshe Rabbeinu was still hoping that he's going to find his way into Eretz Yisrael, then there would be no need for him to build the Arei Miklot, because he can do it later on. He's still a chance to do it later on. But now that he sees that he won't be able to do the Arei Miklot at all, so Oz, at that point, he says, okay, you know what, at least let me separate it. The Rambam, the Rebbe talks about a different language of the Rambam, and the Rashi, the Rebbe brings out differences in Halacha, whether the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu designated, did it really have value? Did it have to be redesignated again by Yeshua because the other three weren't valid at the time, or this does have a validity? The Rebbe changes, figured the Lashon of the Rambam and the Rashi in this, the Rebbe discusses that. But over here you can see that how much Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make sure that the things are done in the right way. The Rebbe brings down a lesson over here that, of course, even somebody who kills somebody accidentally, an accident is also accountable for. That's why you got to go to city of refuge. Person who does a mistake and it causes sin has to bring a korban, a korban chatos. If he does a mistake is not something which is totally excusable. There's a difference between a shogeg and an oinus. An oinus means somebody's forced to do something, but a shogeg means a mistake. The Rebbe brings down one of the sichas. You don't see an animal, even though it doesn't have any brains, it doesn't jump into fire. Because fire, you stay away. If a person is really sensitive enough to a mitzvah, so you don't do b'shogeg either. That's why a shogeg